Does this dichotomy have anything to do with incipient signs of mental illness, in your opinion?
Well, I think not. I've never heard Schumann's music or his personality or his psychology as one reads it in his notebooks and diaries as anything other than basically sound, sane, human, and if in any way unusual only in its genius, not in any way neurotic or least of all psychotic.